Adriana Rivas, ex-secret police agent in Chile during the time of the dictatorship, facing 7 counts of aggravated kidnapping in the country, has been appealing extradition requests in Australian courts for several years now. The most recent of her appeal attempts saw the federal court in Sydney on the 30th and 31st of March this year, and was presided over by Justice Michael Lee. In question was the 2024 decision which authorised her surrender to Chilean authorities, which was made by the Australian Finance Minister, whom Rivas argued had exceeded her powers back in 2024 with this decision. In this recent appeal, Rivas also emphasised an interpretation of the extradition treaty, claiming the minister's decision was based on an incorrect characterisation of the crimes attributed to her. That is, those offences, properly characterised, constituted crimes against humanity rather than aggravated kidnapping. And that since such offences didn't exist in Australian or Chilean law at the time the criminal acts occurred, they were therefore time-barred. On the second day of this round of proceedings, court was adjourned, with Justice Lee giving his final ruling a week later on the 7th of April. In his ruling, he held there was no sound basis for the review sought by Rivas. The minister had correctly applied the law. He also ordered that Ms. Rivas pay the legal costs to the minister. Today we'll hear some words from family members of the victims residing in Chile, recorded after Justice Lee's final decision, just this week on the 7th of April. But first, some dispatches from Pilar Aguilera, 3CR volunteer and member of a community group called the National Campaign for Truth and Justice in Chile. Pilar, having covered this story for some time now, was able to capture some of the initial reactions of campaign members and other supporters outside the federal court at the end of March, prior to the final judgment. Here she is now with some background.
Who is Adriana Rivas? She worked in the secret police, the DINA, the National Intelligence Directorate, in the 1970s in Chile during the dictatorship. She was part of a secret squad called the Lautaro Brigade, an elite squad whose mission was to exterminate the opposition during the dictatorship, mainly communists. They worked in a secret barracks called Simón Bolívar in Santiago, which was a detention and torture centre, essentially an extermination centre, which wasn't made public because there were no survivors. And its existence was only verified in 2007, 2008, by Jorge Lino Vergara, who had worked there as a young waiter in this barracks and testified of its existence. In 2006, Adriana Rivas was arrested in Chile and put under house arrest. A few years later, she fled illegally, left the country and arrived back in Australia. In 2014, Chile made an extradition request to Australia, and in February 2019, she was arrested and has remained in custody ever since. In 2020, the High Court ruled that, in fact, Adriana Rivas could be extradited to Chile. Since then, she'd made multiple appeals to various courts in Australia, and we're awaiting the final decision by Justice Lee of this latest hearing held on the 30th and 31st of March in the New South Wales Federal Court.
Here at the Court of New South Wales, entering the hearing for Adriana Rivas, hoping that Justice Lee will make a final decision on this outcome in a positive way for us and the families of the 7 victims.
Our organisation works closely with the families of the 7 victims, and they're awaiting justice. They want the day when Adriana Rivas can be extradited back to Chile to face the Chilean courts for the 7 counts of aggravated kidnapping that she's accused of. At this point, I'd like to also mention the names of the 7 victims. Reinalda Pereira, who was 6 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance. Fernando Navarro, Lincoln Berrios, Horacio Cepeda, Juan Fernando Ortiz, Héctor Vélez, and Víctor Díaz. all leaders of the Communist Party who've been missing since 1976. We don't forgive, we don't forget. We demand justice.
We've left the court on the second day, 31st of March, and unfortunately Justice Lee has reserved his decision. It's a little bit disappointing, but we are hoping still for a positive outcome to this extradition case of Adriana Rivas.
I'm going to record a few words now for our community radio station 3CR Melbourne. We've just left the courthouse and just looking for some first impressions. Comrade, you were telling me just a little moment ago.
The only thing I hope for is that the decision they make on Thursday will be favourable, that justice will be served, because what hurts the most is the mockery they make of our dead. That's what hurts me the most.
Well, I agree with what Carlos said. Since 2014, we have been coming out and we will keep coming out until this case is finished. And we hope that this happens favourably and that this woman goes to Chile to pay for her crimes.
We don't have a choice but to wait patiently. We have waited far too long, and to remain optimistic, believing that she will return to Chile, will provide the information that the families of the detained disappeared need. Thank you.
I think that the families, above all, expect justice, because it's not a matter of revenge, it's about truth and justice, as our group, which is here supporting the extradition, says. So we await the judge's decision.
And one of the things I also think is that she, Adriana Rivas, was personal secretary to Contreras, the head of the secret police during the dictatorship. So she would have access to a lot of information. What do you think about that?
Well, the families, including me, I have a disappeared person in my family, are waiting for someone to say where they are and what happened to them. We know now that they're not coming back, but we want to know exactly what happened. Because it's one thing to know, to be able to grieve and perform the rites of passage the family deems appropriate, and another thing entirely to not know. That's part of justice, knowing where they are. So far, they've remained silent. It's a conspiracy of silence.
Pilar Aguilera with some of the first impressions of campaigners and supporters outside the federal court in Sydney on the 31st of March. Carlos Mendoza, Nadia Rivera, Juanita Mendoza, Mariluz Escudero and Ketty Montero. Now moving to some more recent reflections recorded on the 7th of April following Justice Lee's ruling. Thanks to Pilar and the tireless work of the National Campaign for Truth and Justice in Chile.
Today, 7th of April at 10:15, Federal Court Justice Michael Lee dismissed a final legal challenge from Adriana Rivas, a former Sydney nanny accused of kidnapping and torture during the Pinochet regime, clearing the path for her extradition to Chile. Justice Lee found no legal error in the Australian government's decisions to extradite her. He rejected arguments from her legal team that she might face the death penalty, which Australia does not extradite for and does no longer exist in Chile.
Some of the responses following this ruling from family members of the victims residing in Chile.
First, we'll hear from Maria Luisa Ortiz, daughter of Fernando Ortiz.
To begin with, we deeply appreciate how quickly the ruling was delivered because we have been on a long journey of many years requesting the initiation of this extradition process by the Chilean state. Us, the families, the lawyers, everyone who has supported us and the support group. That is the first thing. We did not have to wait any longer for the decision. Secondly, the ruling shows that the extradition must take place as it should. She fled this country while under prosecution, went to Australia, gave interviews defending her role in the DINA, and now must return to Chile to face justice for the kidnappings of our family members. This year marks 50 years since they were detained by the DINA, the secret police in Chile, and we hope that this year Adriana Rivas will indeed return to Chile to face the judicial process for the detention and disappearance of our relatives.
Now, Maria Estela Ortiz, also daughter of Fernando Ortiz.
I would add that after our relatives were kidnapped, they were immediately taken to the Simón Bolívar Extermination Center, of which Adriana Rivas was a part. She was among those who not only participated in their persecution, but who also tortured and killed our family members. Reinalda was there. She was 5 months pregnant with her first child. I think it must be said that each of these days has been filled with deep pain. Therefore, as Licha was saying, Licha is her sister, Maria Luisa Ortiz. There has also been a process in which the solidarity and brotherhood of Chileans in exile in Sydney has truly meant immeasurable support for us. Each one of them, holding photos of our relatives, has accompanied us throughout this entire period. And that is something wonderful, because we have not been able to travel or be there, which is something we would have deeply wished.
Pamela Berrios, daughter of Lincoln Berrios.
These are just emotions, in case they might be of any use. Today has been a day deeply connected to my father. I went to collect his file from the search plan and reread the first written descriptions by my mother. I had seen them before, but it's like realizing that we have spent 50 years on this path, one that has had very difficult moments, very many difficult moments. But it has also brought us together as families, as this large family we have, always willing to keep moving forward. That perseverance of ours, of continuing the fight. This group was the first to be assigned an investigating judge. We spent 3 months at Cuesta, there every day. We have fought for every ruling that has been processed, and we will continue because we are convinced that at some point justice must be done for our families, and that this will also allow progress in finding all our comrades who were detained and disappeared.
And a listener's note that La Cuesta in this case refers to one of the many sites in Chile where detained, disappeared people's remains were found and where family members continue searching for evidence of their loved ones.
The National Campaign for Truth and Justice Chile was formed in September 2013. It began as a small group initiated by four people. It became a larger group over the years, but then people dropped out and it ended up being the four people who initially set it up. Marta Olea, Elizabeth Rivera, Ivan Donato and myself, Pilar Aguilera. So we've been working on this extradition case since 2013. At first, we weren't allowed to speak about it. It had to be very secret. We weren't allowed to divulge any information and we learnt a lot about extradition law, the treaty that exists between Chile and Australia, and about different legal processes. 12 years later, we are here, and hopefully she will be extradited back to Chile soon.